It is hard to keep count of the number of about turns which Theresa May has made during the Brexit talks, but her latest is one of the most telling, by bowing to pressure from the Brexiteers to rule out a long extension of the Article 50 process. She has clearly put party and her own survival before the British national interest. If government is meant to be about achieving the best outcome for the most people, this is a kind of toxic anti-politics which gambles recklessly with people's futures. So writes the lead editor writer in today's Irish Times. And that paper also leads with the British Prime Minister's television address yesterday under the headline "May blames MPs for her decision to postpone Brexit date." The Times Ireland takes a similar line with its lead headline, "May blames Commons for growing Brexit crisis," while for its lead headline, the Irish Examiner runs with "UK asks for time to fix Brexit debacle." In its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Independent suggests that the first cracks in the EU's unified stance on Brexit have emerged, as Spain and Belgium seem poised to weigh in behind French President Emmanuel Macron's resistance to signing off on an extension to British membership of the EU at today's summit in Brussels. The rest of today's papers feature a disparate selection of lead stories. The Irish Daily Star leads with an attack on a young Garda in New York who represented the force in the city's St. Patrick's Day parade. Michael O'Toole reports that it is alleged that the Garda, who returned home last night, was attacked by six Irishmen who had earlier attended the Paddy Barnes fight when he came to the assistance of a female Garda who was being harassed by the men as she tried to get a taxi. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the death of a man in his 40s in Wolf Hill, County Leash yesterday. We're told that the emergency response unit arrived on the scene yesterday afternoon and that the man remained inside the house for a period of 4 or 5 hours. And Gardaí say that nobody else is being sought in relation to his death. The Irish Sun and Herald both lead with stories related to the Kinahan family. The Sun reports that Christopher Kinahan Sr. has been unable to find a law firm willing to fight the deportation of his two sons from the United Arab Emirates, while the Herald reports on convicted drug dealer Gary Hanley's family trip to Disneyland Paris over the bank holiday weekend. Ken Foy reports that Hanley has survived 3 attempts on his life by the Kinahan gang. The Irish Daily Mail leads today with the UN report that links unhappiness in teenagers to smartphone usage. And the Irish Farmers Journal builds its lead story around a report on the sale of agricultural land, which found that business people bought almost 25% of farmland in 2018. And for its lead story, The Echo reports on fears that the port of Cork will take a hit on its lucrative cruise tourism business, following Dublin Port's announcement that it is to halve the number of cruise ships coming into the capital. And finally, Clare woman Laura Brennan, who campaigned tirelessly for the HPV vaccine since she was diagnosed with terminal cervical cancer 2 years ago, is pictured on the front of today's Examiner, Mail and Times Ireland, following her death yesterday at University Hospital Limerick at the age of just 26.